In today's news headlines, former President Donald Trump dominated the conservative political action conference over the weekend in an incendiary speech that was not unlike the one he gave in Washington, D.C. on January 6th, before a mob of his supporters broke into the Capitol with the intent of harming lawmakers. The Sunday speech was Trump's first public appearance since leaving the White House and included repetition of the lie that he won the 2020 election.
Who knows? I may even decide to beat them for a third time, okay?
Trump also attacked the U.S. Supreme Court for refusing to overturn the election in his favor.
We have a very sick and corrupt electoral process that must be fixed immediately. This election was rigged, and the Supreme Court and other courts didn't want to do anything about it. If you just take that one element where they didn't go through legislatures, it's illegal. You can't do it. It's in the Constitution. They didn't have the courage, the Supreme Court.
Trump lost both the Electoral College and the popular vote by a significant margin. But his repeated lies to a loyal base continue to generate an alternate reality for millions of his loyalists who truly believe he won. During his CPAC speech, Trump listed by name every Republican lawmaker that opposed him, saying ominously, quote, "Get rid of them all." He ruled out the creation of a third party, which reports had indicated that he was contemplating in recent weeks. In other news from CPAC, observers pointed out the extremely disturbing shape of the conference stage that exactly matches the so-called Odal rune, which is a symbol worn by Nazi SS guards in Hitler's Germany. Meanwhile, anti-Trump Republicans singled out by the former president are attempting to marshal their own army of financiers and activists. Representative Adam Kinzinger, who opposed Trump and voted to impeach him, is at the center of a new super PAC to financially support those conservative lawmakers hoping to salvage their party's future. Among the lies that Trump repeated was the implication that the election was unfair and that reforms were needed, which of course is code for making it harder for Democratic-leaning voters to cast ballots. Meanwhile, the U.S. Supreme Court will soon be considering how state voting practices may or may not be violating federal laws intended to protect the voting rights of minority groups. The Washington Post explained that, quote, "The cases at the Supreme Court involve two voting regulations from Arizona that are in common use across the country. One throws out the ballots of those who vote in the wrong precinct. The other restricts who may collect ballots cast early for delivery to polling places, a practice then President Donald Trump denounced as ballot harvesting." After the House passed a $1.9 trillion coronavirus economic relief package early on Saturday morning, progressive representatives are now pressuring senators to overrule the Senate parliamentarians' decision to disallow a federal minimum wage increase in the Senate version of the bill. Nearly two dozen House representatives, mostly newly elected and younger lawmakers of color, including California's Ro Khanna, New York's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Richie Torres, Minnesota's Ilhan Omar, Missouri's Cori Bush, and Michigan's Rashida Tlaib, signed on to a letter to President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, citing earlier precedent in overruling the Senate parliamentarian. Quote, "You have the authority to deliver a raise for millions of Americans," said the signatories. Meanwhile, the White House is considering the outlines of a new relief bill focusing on improving the infrastructure needs of the United States, particularly in light of the devastating electrical grid failures in Texas. In news from the coronavirus, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have just recommended the use of the new FDA-approved single-dose vaccine produced by Johnson & Johnson. The new vaccine is easier to manufacture, transport, and store, making it more attractive to distribute. However, already, skepticism toward the vaccine abounds because clinical trials showed lower efficacy rates than the vaccines produced by Pfizer and Moderna. Still, the J&J vaccine's effectiveness is far higher than the minimum FDA standards, and its testing in countries like South Africa, where a more virulent strain has developed, may reflect on its lower efficacy numbers. Nearly 4 million doses of the new vaccine were shipped out on Sunday night. There are fears that the J&J vaccine will be disproportionately given to vulnerable communities, while the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines will be set aside for more privileged communities. Dr. Anthony Fauci has urged Americans to get vaccinated as soon as possible and accept any of the three vaccines they may be offered, an important race against the development of newer variants. Thousands of farm workers in California have finally been prioritized to receive the vaccine. Many of the workers are undocumented. Meanwhile, several governments are calling on vaccine companies to give over the blueprints for the life-saving products so that other companies can begin producing them and getting them around the globe as fast as possible. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo issued an apology after a second woman came forward to allege that he sexually harassed her. In a statement, the 63-year-old Democrat said, quote, "I never intended to offend anyone or cause any harm. I now understand that my interactions may have been insensitive or too personal, and that some of my comments, given my position, made others feel in ways I never intended. I acknowledge some of the things I have said have been misinterpreted as an unwanted flirtation. To the extent anyone felt that way, I am truly sorry about that." He has said he would support a special investigator to look into the allegations. A Louisiana state trooper has been suspended without pay from his position after new details emerged in a May 2019 incident where he dragged a black man by leg shackles after violently arresting him. The victim, Ronald Green, died in custody. State Trooper Corey York's actions have been likened to that of Minneapolis officer Derek Chauvin in the 2020 killing of George Floyd. According to AP, graphic body camera footage shows, quote, troopers choking and beating the man, repeatedly jolting him with stun guns, and dragging him face down across the pavement. State police, who had refused to release the footage, initially blamed Green's death on a car crash, indicating a cover-up. President Joe Biden, after facing pressure from progressive labor groups, has finally offered support to Amazon warehouse workers in Alabama, who are currently in the middle of a union vote. Biden tweeted a video of himself on Sunday night, saying this.
"You should all remember, the National Labor Relations Act didn't just say that unions are allowed to exist. It said that we should encourage unions. So let me be really clear. It's not up to me to decide whether anyone should join a union. But let me be even more clear. It's not up to an employer to decide that either. The choice to join a union is up to the workers, full stop."
That's President Biden offering support for Amazon warehouse workers in Alabama as they decide whether to join a union. Mr. Biden will meet virtually with Mexico's leader Andrés Manuel López Obrador on Monday to discuss several issues, including immigration, the coronavirus, and more. According to AP, the Mexican leader has said he intends during the meeting to propose to Biden a new Bracero-style immigrant labor program that could bring 600,000 to 800,000 Mexican and Central American immigrants a year to work legally in the United States. And the Biden administration on Monday also announced that it would allow those immigrant families that had been separated by the Trump administration to reunite and remain in the United States. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said, "We're acting as restoratively as possible." And that does it for our news headlines.